Become a Leslie's Pro member, and with almost 1,000 locations conveniently located less than 3 miles from your service route, you can quickly get in and out and take care of your customers. Get Skimmer, America's number one pool service software platform. Listeners of the podcast can try Skimmer for free. Visit my website, swimmingpoollearning.com, and click on the Leslie's Pro and the Skimmer banners to learn more. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Hi, welcome to the Pool Guy Podcast Show. In this episode, I'm going to go over what I call the traditional method of pool care. There's probably no official term for it, but it's the method of pool care that is promoted by the pool stores. Also, pool service professionals will use this method, as well as many homeowners. So I'm going to go over some of the ins and outs of the traditional method of pool care. Leslie's Pool Supplies is a proud partner of the Pool Guy Podcast Show. Leslie's Pool Supplies has been do-it-yourselfers and pool trade professionals' trusted partners since 1963, providing quality products and services to make pool care easy and solutions and expertise to do it right. I don't think there really is an official name for this particular method. Basically, it's a method of pool care that has become standard. So sometimes it's referred to as the industry standard or maybe a standardized way of pool care. I like calling it traditional method because it's been around for a long time and most of the pool service companies will use this method in some form or another, and most of the pool stores promote this method. So it differs from other methods of pool care. One of the most popular ones used by homeowners is called the BBB method of pool care, and this is using simple household products for pool care. I'll do a separate podcast covering that method later on this season. But I want to focus more on the traditional method of pool care. And this is the method that uses a sanitizer like chlorine. Plus it uses the 3-inch trichlor tablets in some respect. Then you may use some kind of enhancer along with that. And I'll go over the different enhancers that you can use with this particular method of pool care. And I'll give you some of the drawbacks also of the traditional method of pool care. So let me start off by saying that most pool service companies do use this method. I use it also on my route for the majority of the pools that I service. Not all of them. I would say maybe 60% or so, or 65% use this method, because the way this method is designed and set up is that we're there once a week, and there's a week goes by before you're back at the pool. So a lot can happen in a week, and there has to be some way for the chlorine to remain in the pool all week long between visits. And as a homeowner, most people find it more convenient to test their water and to add the chemicals just one day a week. If you prescribe to the BBB method of pool care, you may be adding chlorine or bleach to your pool 2 or 3 times a week and testing the water often. So this is the method that's used for the industry because we are there once a week in most cases. And also for most homeowners that do their pool care just on one day during the week. So we use a combination of liquid chlorine and 3-inch trichlor tablets. Now, if you have a saltwater system, this will take the place of the tablets and of the liquid chlorine. So it would be a modified version of the traditional method. Just like you would modify it with the BBB method, you would use the saltwater generator in place of the bleach in that method. So with the traditional method, if it's not a saltwater pool, you will be adding the 3-inch trichlor tablets either in an inline feeder or an offline feeder or in a typical floater that you see in a lot of pools. And these tablets will dissolve slowly during the week, and they'll add a residual of chlorine to the pool as they dissolve. And I'll be the first to tell you that this method will add cyanuric acid to your pool or conditioner to your pool, and sometimes in very high amounts if you overuse the trichlor tablets. So the trichlor tablets, one of the main ingredients is cyanuric acid. About 50% of it, I would say, by weight is cyanuric acid. So if you use a 50-pound bucket of the trichlor tablets in your pool in one season, you're adding 25 pounds of conditioner or cyanuric acid, or CYA is what you would be measuring for. This is a lot of cyanuric acid for one season. Even with evaporation, refilling the pool, and things like that, So adding 25 pounds of cyanuric acid is a lot of conditioner to add to your pool during one season. To give you an idea how much cyanuric acid 25 pounds would be, if your pool was at zero, you tested your pool and you had no cyanuric acid in it, and you added 25 pounds of cyanuric acid to your pool, and if your pool was 20,000 gallons of water, that amount of cyanuric acid would raise your level to 150 parts per million. So if you're using a 50-pound bucket of tablets and your cyanuric acid level was at zero at the beginning of the season, with some evaporation and filling with fresh water, you're probably going to raise your cyanuric acid level by 100 parts per million, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit closer to 150, I don't know exactly. It just depends on how much water you're replacing it with. The cyanuric acid doesn't evaporate in the pool, but you can dilute it by adding fresh water to it. And that's why a partial drain and refill will lower down the cyanuric acid level in a pool. So with that in mind, it's probably the only drawback with the traditional method of pool care is using the 3-inch trichlor tablets. Now, to get away from using too much of the tablets in your pool, one of the aspects of this method is to use an enhancer of some type to help make the chlorine more effective and also to reduce the amount of cyanuric acid you're adding to the pool with 3-inch chlorine tablets. You can certainly run your pool with just liquid chlorine and the 3-inch tablets, which is perfectly fine, but you'll find that you're going to be using more and more tablets and more chlorine as the cyanuric acid level gets higher in your pool. That's just the nature of the cyanuric acid. It makes the chlorine less effective. I can go into more detail with that, probably in a separate podcast, but suffice to say that adding large amounts of cyanuric acid to the water is going to require you more and more or higher levels of the free chlorine in the pool to be effective. So with that in mind, part of using this traditional method is using an enhancer of some type. So I'm going to go over the most common enhancers for you that you can use to lower the amount of trichlor tablets that you would use in your pool. The first one, and one that's fairly affordable, is using a phosphate remover or an enzyme or a combination of both. I know that you can find some at your local pool store. Leslie's Pool Supplies carries a combination of these two. I think that product is called Perfect Weekly. It has phosphate remover and also the enzyme in there. So with the phosphate remover, if you add the maintenance dose every week to your pool, this will help eliminate the food source for algae and thereby enhancing the chlorine, making it more effective. And the enzyme aspect of the product will help break down or remove the contaminants in the water before they become a bigger issue. So they'll break down the contaminants into the base components into the water, and this is really effective in a lot of cases of helping to enhance the chlorine also. So you can use a combination of both the phosphate remover and enzymes in your pool, or you can just use one or the other and you'll still have a pretty good way to enhance the chlorine. And by enhancing the chlorine, it makes it more effective, and thereby you don't need to add as much, and thereby you're going to reduce the amount of trichlor tablets you would add to the pool. So if you're using a phosphate and enzyme combination, you would figure without using that, you would be adding, if you have a 20,000 gallon pool, let's say you would normally add 3 tablets to the pool a week, you'll be adding just 1 tablet and thereby reducing the cyanuric acid level tremendously. I think one of the keys to making the traditional method effective is to reduce the use of the trichlor tablets as much as possible. So if you can add a weekly dose of phosphate and enzyme to your pool and use less tablets, you're actually winning because you're saving money on tablets, you're not adding as many, and then you're also saving money because you're not going to be partially draining your pool or completely draining your pool because the cyanuric acid level got too high. So it's a win-win. So whatever you're spending on the product costs, if the 2 or 3 liter bottle costs $25 or $30, you're actually saving that on the tablet usage. So you're not really losing any money by using an enhancer. You're just transferring some of that expense into the product and taking it away from using the trichlor tablet. So also what you want to do with the traditional method is make sure that your pool chlorine level is at 3 parts per million or up to 5 parts per million in some cases, depending on how you like your chlorine level. I like mine a little bit higher in my pools. but that's just a preference. So in order to maintain that 3.0, you have to find the balance between your trichlor tablets and some kind of sanitizer to use for your pool. I prefer liquid chlorine because it has the least side effects of any of the other sanitizers. You could also use Calhypo, which could raise the calcium level in your pool. And you could also use dichlor, but that also has conditioner in it, so or cyanuric acid in it, almost the same as the tablets. So you don't want to use dichlor if you're using 3-inch trichlor tablets. So I prefer to use liquid chlorine, or you can use Calhypo to add a maintenance dose of the chlorine if necessary. So if you test your pool on a Monday and your pool's coming in at 1 part per million, you definitely want to add some liquid chlorine to the pool to bring it back up to 3 parts per million. And then you want to adjust the amount of tablets in the pool. So if you're adding one tablet, you may want to add 2 tablets until you get that residual at 3.0. And then you can go from there. But you want to try to maintain the chlorine level in your pool using the tablets and the sanitizer with the enhancer to help you make the chlorine more effective. But during this process, the chlorine may get low from 1 week to the next. And therefore, you have to add more of a sanitizer, a liquid chlorine of some type, or the Calhypo shock. Because the tablets are such, they're so slow dissolving that they can't really add a quick amount of chlorine to the pool. They're just there basically for a residual chlorine and not as a shock, so to speak. So if the chlorine is 1.0 and you add 2 more tablets to the floater or to the inline chlorinator, it may not raise the chlorine level fast enough to have the effect that you want. So you want to add either liquid chlorine or a bag of shock. And that's why that's a necessary component, because the tablets cannot add enough chlorine quickly to raise the level up. And so that's why you need to have the other sanitizer available with this method. And so the phosphate and enzyme are probably the most popular enhancer. People purchase that quite a bit and add it to the pool. A lot of pool guys will use enzymes on their route. Also the phosphate remover on the route. I find that to be very popular. I use it myself. The other enhancer you can use, which may not be as well known, but is highly effective, is a borate product of some kind. By raising the borate level in the water to at least 35 parts per million, for some reason, the scientists don't know exactly, but they kind of speculate. But the borate in the water is an algistat, which is something that will keep algae from growing or maturing. And this one factor of the borate product, even though a lot of the borate products you may purchase are not EPA registered as algicides, there may be a few of them that are. The side effect of the borate on algae is the fact that it keeps them from growing, thereby eliminating algae in the pool. And in turn, this will enhance the chlorine in the pool, because now the chlorine won't be used up fighting microalgae in the pool or algae blooms. It'll just be there to sanitize the water. So a borate level of 35 parts per million will inhibit algae growth in your pool, and in turn making the chlorine more effective for that purpose. Also, the borates will make the water softer. It'll also give it that sparkle that you see when the sun hits it that other pools won't have without the borate product in there. There are several borate products available. There's the Optimizer, and there's also the Pro-Team Supreme. You can also just add straight borax, 20 mealtine borax to your pool to bring up the borate level. You can add boric acid to the pool. Whatever method you choose, the borates are a great enhancer that will allow you to use less tablets in the pool and less chlorine in the pool, and allow you to have really sparkling, clean water all season long. So that's another enhancer you can use. You don't need to add both of the enhancers together. So just for clarification, if you're using the phosphate and enzymes, you won't need a borate product. If you're using a borate product, you won't need the phosphate and enzyme products. So they're all pretty much standalone products or standalone enhancers, I would say, for your pool's chlorine. The next enhancer that I really like is the Pool RX. This is an enhancer that has a copper element to it, but the copper is chelated to the product, to the Pool RX rod in there. It's kind of complicated, but basically, even though you're adding copper mineral to the water, the copper is chelated or bonded, so it's not going to drop out and stain your pool. I use it in a lot of my pools with no problems. There's no copper staining. There's no discoloration of the water. It's actually perfectly safe to use. Copper's been used for a very long time to sanitize water. And so besides the borate product, I think the PoolRx is probably one of the most effective ways to enhance your chlorine. The PoolRx unit will kill all the microalgae before it forms into algae in the pool, so thereby eliminating algae that you can't even see. And by doing this, it kind of does what the borates do, and it's that the algae doesn't have a chance to even grow, and the chlorine has no reason to fight it or be used up fighting the algae, which makes the chlorine much more effective. So many a times I put a PoolRx unit in a pool, the chlorine level was maybe struggling to maintain it. It was zeroing out every week. Maybe it was at 1.0. So as soon as I put the PoolRx unit in the pool, the chlorine level shot up to like 5.5 parts per million the next week because it was so effective in stabilizing, and that the tablets that were in the floater or in the inline chlorinator became so potent that the chlorine level was so high the next week. So there's highly effective. If you're running a 20,000 gallon pool and you're using 3 or 4 tablets a week, if you add the PoolRx to the pump or the skimmer, and you're using liquid chlorine, you can't use CalHypo with the PoolRx because it does something to the metal rod that's in. It'll calcify the PoolRx unit itself. So you want to use liquid chlorine only if you're using the PoolRx. You can go from a pool that was using 3 or 4 tablets down to 1, maybe 2 tablets. So thereby cutting your trichlor, a 3-inch trichlor use in half with the PoolRx unit. So there you go again, you're transferring a cost of the trichlor tablets to the PoolRx unit. And the PoolRx unit should last you the whole season. So if you add it in March, it should make it all the way through October. You may need a booster in between, depending on how your pool is. But generally speaking, one PoolRx unit will last you the whole season. And so if that unit costs you $60 or $65, you're only going to use half your tablet bucket that season. And so you effectively just transferred the cost of a full bucket of tablets into the PoolRx unit, and thereby you're going to use just half the tablets that season. So it's not like you're spending extra money for the enhancers. They're actually going to help you save money by offsetting the cost of the 3-inch trichlor tablet bucket. So again, I'm going to emphasize the key to the traditional method is to maintain the pool using a sanitizer like liquid chlorine or CalHypo Shock, and then the trichlor tablets. But then, in effect, you want to add some kind of enhancer to the water to reduce the amount of trichlor tablets you're using to maintain the chlorine level at 3 parts per million. And as you're adding more and more tablets to the pool, you're adding more and more cyanuric acid to the pool, which makes the chlorine less effective just by the nature of the cyanuric acid. And then in that case, in order to counter that, you'll have to do a partial drain of the pool to bring the cyanuric acid level back down, or a full drain of the pool. So figure if you're using this method and you're really overusing the trichlor tablets, you're probably going to have to be draining your pool partially every other season, and maybe a full drain every 3 or 4 years. And that's why I think it is critically important to use an enhancer with this method, either the phosphate or enzyme, the borate, or the PoolRx unit would be the top choices for an enhancer for your pool using the traditional method of pool care. You definitely don't want to just use straight tablets and liquid chlorine or CalHypo Shock, because then you would be just overusing the trichlor tablets. I think for many years the standard was use the trichlor tablets, use the liquid chlorine or the CalHypo Shock, and then partially drain the pools when needed or fully drain them to get the condition level back under 100 parts per million. And that was kind of the standard. But with the enhancers that are available on the market today, you can definitely run your chlorine at a lower level. I didn't mention ozone and UV. Those are also a type of enhancer. There's a little bit more to those because you have to install them into the pool system. And they do different things to the water. They will let you use less chlorine, of course. So they are really effective. But I think I'll save those for another podcast where I'll specifically focus on UV and ozone in your pool. But those are definitely an option also. A lot of new pools are being built with UV or ozone or a combination of both together. And this is a great way to enhance your water and use less chlorine also. To me, I'm just focusing on things you can actually add to your pool as a consumer without actually doing some kind of install at the equipment. And both the UV and also the ozone need to be installed at the equipment pad. So there's a slight difference between those systems and what I'm discussing here. Also, a saltwater generator would not be considered an enhancer. It's a form of sanitation. Basically, it generates chlorine for your pool, converting the salt into chlorine. So it's not quite an enhancer, but it definitely will replace the tablets and the liquid chlorine. So if you are in the market for a saltwater system, know that one of the great benefits of a saltwater pool is that it'll add chlorine to the pool without the use of the trichlor tablets or liquid chlorine or calhypo shock. And so you kind of eliminate that whole thing from the equation, and you really make your pool care that much easier. You eliminate the need for most of the enhancers that I mentioned here. The only one I would suggest adding to a saltwater pool would be the borate product. One thing I forgot to mention about the borates, I probably should have mentioned it, is that it's a pH buffer. And so it's going to keep your pH and alkalinity from jumping too high. And with the pH at a lower level or a stable level, it'll make the chlorine much more effective. One of the drawbacks with a saltwater pool is that it keeps raising the pH as the chlorine is being generated. So the borates will help keep the pH from rising rapidly in a saltwater pool. And of course, if you're using the borate product in the standard pool, one of the effects of it is that it is a pH buffer. So the pH will stay more stable in the pool, thereby making the chlorine more effective in the pool. But definitely I would recommend adding the borate product if you have a saltwater pool, because it'll help keep the pH stable. You may not need the algistat aspect of it, because a saltwater generator will be producing chlorine every day for your pool, but it does enhance the fact that you don't have to worry about the pH as much rising as rapidly in a saltwater pool. So the traditional method is designed for homeowners that want to just check their water once a week and not worry about it, and also for the pool service professionals who service, 70 or 80 pools a week. They can't go back to the pool every 3 days, and so we run the pool with the liquid chlorine, an enhancer of some type, and then the trichlor tablets to release a residual chlorine into the pool every day as the tablets slowly dissolve. And if you're a homeowner looking for more great resources for your pool care, I have an ebook available for $9.99, and I also have a print book available. Plus, I have a lot of helpful web pages on my site. You can learn more from my site, swimmingpoollearning.com. And if you're in the pool industry and you need help starting your business, or you're just starting out, or you've been doing this for a while and you want to enhance your business, definitely check out my coaching program. You can learn more about that at poolguycoaching.com. For $10 a month, you can text me. For $20 a month, you can call me in real time. Also, there's a lot of great discounts for being part of the group. I think you'll find it really helpful if you're doing this for a living and you want to definitely enhance and get better at your business. You can learn more about my coaching program at poolguycoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Have a great rest of your week, and God bless. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. The Pool Guy Podcast Show. Real quick, if you're not using pool service software, try Skimmer free for 30 days at getskimmer.com/poolguy. Again, that's getskimmer.com/poolguy. Skimmer, everything you need to run your pool service business all in one app.